here's a story from The World.
Between all the wildfires, heat waves, and droughts, it can all feel a bit overwhelming. For young people, the fear and anxiety about climate change are even more pronounced. Today, Bath University in the UK and the Climate Psychiatry Alliance released the results of a new study. They polled 10,000 people between the ages of 16 and 25 across 10 nations. Some 6 in 10 said they are very or extremely worried about climate change. More than half agree with the statement that humanity is doomed.
The powerlessness is really crippling.
Jennifer Uchendo from Nigeria is one of the young climate activists who spoke at a press conference today.
You know, it's something that young people like myself have to grapple with, have to think of. This is something that is really affecting young people all over the world.
The new study bears that out, says Dr. Liz Marks from the University of Bath. She's one of the lead authors of the new study that interviewed young people.
Nearly half told us that this affects their normal daily life. Things like eating, sleeping, going to school, play.
Mark said young people also report having doomsday thoughts about climate change.
Over half think that their family's security will be threatened. Over half think that the things that they most value will be destroyed. And 4 out of 10 are hesitant to have their own children because of climate change.
Of course, climate change won't affect everyone equally. The study shows higher levels of distress in countries already feeling profound impacts. Caroline Hickman, the other lead author of the study, shared what one child told her.
A child in the Maldives said to me, he said, climate change is like Thanos in the Avengers Endgame, whose ideology is to kill off half the planet so the other half can thrive. And then he said, but the trouble is we're the half being killed off.
Hickman said she knew when she started this research that many children and young people were anxious and afraid. She just didn't know how afraid they were.
A child from my research said to me, I'm scared to breathe the air outside my house. I'm scared of the weather. Do you know what that's like?
Hickman says the anxiety makes sense, though. It's a rational reaction to what kids constantly hear and read. Phrases like an existential threat and a planetary emergency. It may not be the Avengers, but it's still terrifying.